I repeat, my boy, try very hard to understand everything relating to both these fundamental cosmic laws, since knowledge of these two sacred laws, especially knowledge of the particularities of the sacred Heptaparaparshanak, will help you later to understand very well and easily all the second order and third order laws of world creation and world existence. Furthermore, an all-round awareness of everything concerning these sacred laws makes it possible for three brain beings, irrespective of the form of their exterior coating, to become able, in the presence of all surrounding cosmic factors, not depending on them, whether favorable or unfavorable, to ponder on the sense of their own existence, and so to acquire data for the understanding and reconciliation in themselves of that individual collision, as it is called, which often arises in three-brain beings from the contradiction between the concrete results flowing from the process of all the cosmic laws and the results presupposed and even definitely expected by their sane logic. And so, correctly evaluating the essential significance of their own presence, they become capable of being aware of the place truly corresponding to them in these common cosmic actualizations. In short, the assimilation of an all-round understanding of the functioning of these two fundamental sacred laws leads to the crystallization in the common presence of three-brain beings of data for engendering that divine property indispensable to every normal three-brain being existing under the name of Sir Nunaranarus, or your favorites also have an approximate representation of this, and they call it impartiality.